News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And on Mondays, I'm always pleased to have in the house Tasca King, who is here with ADX Digital to talk. We were just talking about how things are changing so quickly and so many things to learn. Good morning, Tasca. It's great to have you here, and I've got a little something for you. So much This is her song, y'all.
This is my song. Because things are cooler online.
That's right. And so is Brad Paisley, if you're talking
Brad
about cool.
Brad Paisley's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty cool, too. So we're here to talk about all things online.
We are. And, you know, I wanted to, and I know we're almost a month into the year already, which is hard to believe.
Yeah, I know.
But let's talk about what's trending. What are the new trending things in the digital space for advertisers for 2025?
Okay, I think that's great.
Yeah. So I've got a list here that I want to go over of certain categories and stuff. And the first one being, what are the top two products that local businesses are using to spend their ad dollars? Or what they did in 2024, which of course rolls into 2025. And those top two categories are digital out of home. We'll talk about that in a moment. And OTT. Now, you've heard me talk about OTT quite a bit.
And what does that stand for?
Over the top.
Okay.
Over the top. And pretty much what that means is that is your video commercial advertising over and above broadcast television, cable television, satellite television.
Very good.
So in other words, if you want to reach an audience that's streaming most of the time, that's where you need to be putting your ad dollars into OTT. So basically, it's a TV commercial for streaming that goes within streaming. And the great thing about that, and as we've talked before, everything with digital is targeted to who you want to reach. So you're going to target people that are your prospective customers based on their behaviors, based on keywords they might be searching when they're spending time online, based on artificial intelligence, other things that they're doing that makes us think, hey, they may also be a candidate for you or a prospect for you. And then retargeting. And retargeting is when they have gone to your website, but they didn't do anything. So let's show them your ad and maybe kind of direct them back to your website.
Mm-hmm.
So those are your basic targeting strategies. And we utilize that within OTT. Now, you can't use keywords with OTT because remember, with OTT, you're talking about advertising on connected television. So there are very few opportunities for someone to do a click-through on a keyword or search a keyword on the television.
Okay, that
They're
makes
out
sense.
There, but most people don't use them.
Okay.
But definitely, with their behaviors, with their online behaviors, with their offline behaviors, and with artificial intelligence, we can reach them and have a better chance at reaching someone who's going to be your prospect versus just doing a blanket ad and hope to catch people that are your prospects. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes absolute sense.
Okay.
And it's just very specific targeting, really.
Absolutely.
And the fact that we can do it this way now, you're not wasting your dollars. Because it used to be the idea of blanket advertising. I'm going to put out an ad or this and hope people see it. But this way now, you know that people that might be interested, your prospects, will be targeted,
exactly.
Which is great.
Exactly. Now, let's talk a little bit about digital out of home. That's the other big one for this year. Digital out of home is any ads that you see that are in a digital space, but they're not a digital space that you control. In other words, they're not on your laptop, they're not on your television, they're not on your phone, but they're digital, and most of the time they are video. So one example is you're driving down the interstate on 110, and you see an ad that is not a poster billboard. It is a digital billboard.
Mm-hmm.
And that billboard might rotate 8, 10, 12 ads at a time, and the ad that you see it for about, I don't know, 8 seconds maybe or 15 seconds, somewhere in there. And then it goes on to the next one, goes on to the next one. So they're not just selling one board.
Right.
They're selling that board to, or they're not selling one board to one advertiser. They're selling that board to 8, 10, 12 advertisers. And that ad rotates and you get just enough time to you know, catch a couple of those folks as they're driving by.
Well, you know where Chase Street meets Bayfront? There's a digital sign there.
That's
and we
right.
always get stuck at that light.
Me too.
And then I can
on my way home.
And I right there, it's just to the left,
yep.
and I look at all the different ads that come up
exactly.
while I'm sitting there, and it's perfect.
Exactly. Now, one of the differences I want to bring up with digital out of home is you cannot target based on behaviors
mm-hmm.
and keywords and that sort of thing. You strictly are targeting with geography.
Well, that still makes sense. It's still very specific.
Right. It is pretty specific. So if you just want to reach people that, you know, say that they live in Gulf Breeze or Navarre, and that's what they travel. They travel Highway 98 all the way into Pensacola and back every day.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to look at using those digital billboards that start there at Bayfront and Chase
mm-hmm.
and maybe go all the way down to Navarre.
Right.
That's just one example.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes perfect sense.
Okay, other examples of digital out of home is there are in-store videos that you might see or in restaurants. Say you go and you order, convenience stores have them.
Mm-hmm.
The gas pumps.
Right,
have
they sure
them.
Do. When you're standing there mm-hmm. filling up your tank.
Exactly. There's lots of different places that these the digital out of home ads can air. Like I said, some of them are video, some of them are display. Obviously, most of the ones you see on the digital Lamar billboards,
mm-hmm.
those are all I'm pretty sure those are all display.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones you see inside some of these restaurants and stuff, those are videos.
Right.
So, and of course, the difference between video and display is a video is a video.
Right.
And display is static.
Static.
It's a static ad.
Mm-hmm. And the video's got movement and sound, and sometimes sound everything.
Exactly. Okay, so those are the two top trending products for local business going into 2025. Now, my next one is which advertising media is projected to experience the highest compound annual growth? So which one of these do we think is going to grow the quickest? Digital out of home.
Interesting. Okay.
That's fairly new. It's fairly new to this market. It definitely is new to us. We just started working with this product back in the fall, and the reason is because it is pulling together a bunch of different options. Instead of having 10 or 12 different salespeople selling 10 or 12 different digital out-of-home products, you can come to us, and it's a one-stop shop. We can get you all those products at the same time without having to go to each individual company to make that purchase.
That's a great time saver. So we're going to talk about a few more things that you can do to promote your business with ADX Digital. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. 850-437-1620 if you've got a question for Tasca about advertising and digital advertising. And we'll be back right after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And our expert today is Tasca King, who is with ADX Digital. And just kind of bringing us up to speed on what's happening in 2025.
Exactly.
So tell me a little bit now. You've went through some of the trends that we're looking at. So
yep.
Very interesting. What have you got next for us?
A couple more trends. This one being, depending on your, the demographic of the folks you want to reach, this is specifically a question or a trend focusing on the Gen Z user.
Okay.
The three most popular social media platforms among Gen Z users.
Okay, so what is the age range for Gen Z typically? Do you know? Oh,
did
great
they
question.
Have to be born in the 2000s?
Something like
that
I think,
it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a boomer, so I don't,
I'm
you know.
A boomer, too. I'm barely a boomer.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Anyway, the three most popular social media platforms for Gen Z users at this point, a moment in time, are Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Now, let's talk about those. Instagram, that's a gimme, okay? That's obvious. TikTok. Well, gee, what's going on with TikTok? I mean, last week it went away and came back within a couple of days.
Right.
So how long are we going to keep it? That's yet to be seen. But for right now, we have it. And for right now, if you want to reach a youthful target base, let's talk about TikTok.
I got it for you. Gen okay. Z is the generation of people born between 1997 and 2012.
Okay, there you go. I was close.
Yes, you were.
And then the last one is Facebook. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. That one kind of surprised me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the trend is that more and more youth, more and more of today's youth, of the Gen Zers, are going back to Facebook that had left it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok is a great, TikTok's a great way to showcase your talents, your opinions, all that kind of stuff.
All the influencers,
exactly,
that kind of thing.
Exactly. And then, of course, Instagram is a great place for your pictures.
Right.
But I think that they're finding that Facebook is a better platform for communicating with a bunch of people, especially if you want to communicate with folks who are maybe outside of your, demographic, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Or your geographic
right.
area, too.
Exactly. If you want to communicate with your parents or grandparents, think about it.
Old friends.
Right.
People across the country. It's wonderful.
Well, and what I'm thinking of is that if you're 25 years old and you want to communicate with your grandmother on Facebook quickly,
mm-hmm.
you got to be on Facebook.
Right.
So, anyway, I was a little surprised at first, but when you think about what there are a few things that are bringing the younger generation back to Facebook. So that one is growing now again inside that demographic.
Right.
Okay, the next one. What percentage of their marketing budget should a business-to-consumer product company, that's someone who's just sells general retail,
mm-hmm.
okay, spend on social media?
Good question.
Any guesses?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay. Business-to-consumer companies spent just under 19% of their marketing budget on social media in 2024.
Okay.
So I expect that to be pretty close, maybe grow just a little bit. But again, think about who you're going to advertise to and what is that demographic and where are they spending their time? Are they spending their time on social media? Are they spending their time reading business articles? What are they spending their time? And that depends on your product. I mean, if your product is geared towards someone in their 20s, then you're going to look at one social media. If your product's geared to people in their 40s or 50s, you're going to look at another one.
Mm-hmm. And that's what y'all are so good at.
That's what we do.
That's what you
we
do.
We help you narrow down those options to find the best option for you and your business in order to reach the prospect group that you want to.
You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Tasca King is talking about ADX Digital. If you've got a question for Tasca, be sure and text that in at 850-437-1620. So now, with the digital age, it's hard to keep up with everything. So that's why I like what you do, because if I had a business that I was trying to promote, I could sit down with you. It wouldn't cost me anything initially to
exactly.
just get that consultation on what would work for my business.
Exactly. I mean, we'll come over, meet with you, and just show you all the different options that are out there. And then if you want to explore one or two in particular go forward, you can. Or if you just want to use it as an opportunity to be educated, absolutely, we're here for you for that as well.
Okay, so we have these new trends that are happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the other things that y'all do, you do have some other options for advertising.
Oh, yeah. We have lots of different options for advertising. We've got lots of different products. You know, one of my favorites, social mirroring. Social mirroring is where your ad can look like a social media post, but it's not on that social platform.
Those are the ones that get me. Because I do click on them, though.
It's subliminal. Because
it's usually relevant to me.
Exactly.
That's the nice thing about
it. That's the whole purpose of digital advertising in the first place, is to show people ads that are relevant to them based on what they're doing, what they like. And, you know, it's just like anything. It's not just ads. Reels. Look at reels. Do you
mm-hmm.
look at reels?
Yes, I do. I do.
You know, I can watch one or two reels of puppies or kittens or babies, and next thing you know, that's all I see. I don't get any other options to watch anything else.
Right. Well, and then I know that once I click on one ad, a lot of times a lot of other ones will come up that are the same topic or subject.
Exactly. And that's all behavior targeting.
Yes.
That's all that is.
Yes.
Okay. One more quickie.
Okay.
Okay. This one's fun to me because I fall victim to this. Victim might not be the right word. But what percentage of women in the United States play mobile gaming apps?
Oops. I'm busted. I do.
Candy Crush.
Yes,
ma'am. Solitaire.
I do Wordle.
Wordle.
Wordle Quorum, which is a big Wordle.
All the different games that are basically Tetris, but they have different names.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
Okay, so 55% of females in the United States
get out.
Play mobile gaming apps. 70% of those are moms.
Oh, my gosh.
That's huge.
That's wild.
You want to reach moms? You need to just basic display advertising that can air on gaming apps.
Oh, my goodness. All right, on that note, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. So much cooler online. So much cooler online. I get home, I kiss my mom, and she fixed me. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We're talking about online with Tessica King at ADX Digital at Pep Talk this morning. A couple more things to share with us. I'm blown away by the women being online. That's wild.
I know. Or on the games.
Yeah, on the games.
So we were talking on the break that, you know, when does a mom have time for that?
That's what I was thinking.
So, you know, I'm thinking while kids are napping, mm-hmm. while kids are at school, while they're waiting in the car pickup line.
True. That's that. There you go. Now we're talking. That's probably it.
Or maybe at the end of the day after the kids have gone to bed and they're finally...
Just unwinding. There
unwinding,
you go.
That's right.
But very interesting.
But it is interesting to see how these trends come out. And as we were talking earlier, the digital world, everything changes so fast that I'm sure that 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, these trends will all be completely different.
Right. So it's hard to keep up, but that's why what y'all do, that's what's so good about what you do.
Exactly. And that's why, again, we would love to meet with you, especially if you haven't done any kind of digital advertising yet. Let's sit down and talk about what's available. Again, that first meeting is not a sales pitch. It is strictly an educational meeting. And we just want to sit down with you and show you how it works, how it's going to work best for you. And then you can decide whether you want to continue to, you know, pursue it, looking at creating a campaign. Or if you want to say, thanks for the knowledge, see you later, bye.
But you probably aren't, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that didn't happen a whole lot.
I was going to say, you can't lose with this type of specific targeting advertising. I mean, it's just too perfect.
Again, it's, you know, think of yourself as a consumer. And when someone shows you, when you see ads, when you get served an ad, think about how it's changed over the last few years and how you used to see ads or like when you're just watching a TV show and you see ads that are not relevant to you. Wouldn't you rather see an ad that is relevant to what you're going through, what you need at the moment?
All right, Tessica, who should they contact if they're interested in meeting with you?
Call Jeff Wayne here at the radio station, 850-262-6000, and he'll hook you up with one of our digital experts to show you the products.
All right, thank you.